This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writers' Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Carmen Maria Machado has written for The New Yorker since 2013, and last year she published her first book, a collection of stories called Her Body and Other Parties, and it was a finalist for the National Book Award. The stories borrow heavily from horror and fantasy, and they're all connected by a common thread. Women struggle for control in a world that doesn't see their bodies as their own. Machado lives in Philadelphia, and she took us on a short trip back home to Allentown, Pennsylvania, to visit one of her favorite childhood haunts.
We are at the Allentown Farmers Market, which is on the Allentown Fairgrounds. That building over there at the end of the parking lot is where I was born. Not like the farmers market, that would be amazing. But no, I was born in that hospital. Let's go inside. Oh, it smells so good in here. It looks exactly as I remember it. These signs are so old. I just sort of distinctly remember my mother bringing me here, and I guess it sort of triggered this like lifelong love of markets, like indoor markets. It's weird because it's like there's a high ceiling, but then like the individual little shops have their own like mini ceilings or like mini roofs. Each little one has its own little sign. Chicken pies made fresh. O'Brien's, fresh bread, salads.
Say hello. You guys need anything else today?
I think that was it, yeah. I'm very particular. My great-grandmother and my grandmother are Austrian, and they're very just so, very fussy. My omama, God bless her, she would like refold napkins for use later. And everything just had its place and everything was very just so. And I am that way, for better or for worse.
Good morning, what a beautiful day. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful day. I'd like to tell you about a bunch of great vegetables on the ground market. Some great vegetables.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you can get
dilly beans. Okay, that's what we want. They're like pickled green beans and they're amazing. Okay. Hi, can I please have a raspberry bear claw?
Cheese Danish are the best.
He's pushing my cheese Danish.
Well, these look beautiful.
Anything else?
I know.
175.
120. Mmm. Oh my God. You know what that tastes like? Church. I've always sort of taken pleasure in like the specific aesthetic experiences of places like this. Like, I'm really interested in sensory details, and I think that people who have read my work, who've become familiar with my work, are like, yes, like sentences and details are like so specific. And that's not like artificial, like it's not like I go in and I'm like, I must make this detail pop. But rather, the way that I perceive the world is this very like these heightened sort of aesthetic beats or pulses. I don't know if it's like you can trace it back to here or just like this was like the first time in my life that I can remember like having that really strong aesthetic reaction to a place.
Have a good day. Enjoy it.
My guess is if you were to like strap like sensors to me, I would react to a place like this the way I would react to dogs. It's like I'm just flooded with serotonin. And I feel like when I'm in here, like I'm like, oh, this is so nice. So it's this like very weird combination of like stimulation and relaxation. Maybe this is like my church. I'm not religious anymore, but I do. I'm like, maybe this is how church felt. I don't remember. It's been a long time, but there's something about this space that, yeah, it just makes me feel just content. Like, I don't believe in heaven, but if I did believe in heaven, I bet it'd be like a giant farmer's market where you have infinite money and you're always a little hungry, but like not too hungry. And there's lots of pickle stands. That's what I think.
Carmen Maria Machado at the Allentown Farmers Market. Her book of short stories is called Her Body and Other Parties. You can find some of Machado's essays and even a recipe for eggnog from last Christmas at newyorker.com.